We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the SEO manager for MediaWiz. Johnny!
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Very good. We're just talking about all the upcoming events. You're going to PubCon, and we're trying to figure out who's recording what and when, and oh boy.
Going to be out at PubCon, actually speaking on reputation management on Thursday, so come by and see me if you're not. Ross, I know you're going to a WordCamp in Victoria over the weekend, that weekend?
I think it's a little ways away, isn't it? It's like next month. I'm speaking at it, so I better be.
Actually, I was going to try to go, and it's the same time as the one I'm going to in New York, so it's the 14th of this month. So you got some, you better start preparing.
I guess so.
But yeah, WordCamp on both coasts are going to be hidden, so.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be speaking on SEO for WordCamp and take all the stuff I've learned from Yoast over the last few months on his site and his show. And yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be really good.
Nice.
And today, we're doing competitor analysis.
Nice.
Yes. Both something we both like. We love getting down to the nitty-gritties and tearing apart the competition.
Why am I doing better than you? Why are they doing better than me?
Exactly.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite things. I especially like telling clients, like, they give me a call and they want me to do it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I love it. I just tear them apart and find out what's going on, make them tick. And don't reinvent the wheel. Figure out what they're doing right and apply it to your own site.
I love getting those calls, too, because it's like the client will call and say, I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden, competitor B is now above us. And we've been above them for years, and all of a sudden they're above us. What happened and why? And it's actually kind of fun to try to figure out why.
It is. It's when it gets to that kind of, like, that's a good example of one that's kind of tough because you can only guess with a lot of educational guessing. I mean, you're looking at, you can find certain things. What exactly it was that made the change, who knows? But you can usually find some really good pointers on how to improve their site, and then that gets them up there.
Yeah, that's very true.
So where do we start? I guess the initial considerations, you had some good thoughts there.
Well, I guess it really depends on what the goal of your competitive analysis is. I mean, are you trying to find out who your competitors are in a specific market, or are you looking at a specific guy and you want to know why he's doing better or he's changed all of a sudden? So there's really that you got to kind of figure out what the goal of your analysis is. And depending on which one of those kind of things, are you looking at the market or are you looking at specific people, your analysis is going to change completely, I think.
Yeah. And, you know, when we do competitors, which is mostly what we do, I can't actually recall doing a market one, at least for a few years. What I like to do, a lot of my clients will say, oh, these are my big competitors. I'm like, okay, well, that's interesting, but we're dealing with why are they better rankings than you? So we tend to pick the competitors out of the top 10, hopefully top 5, unless there's Amazon and guys like that. And we don't want to try and do a competitor analysis on them unless we're talking some Fortune 500 client. Right. But
now that brings up a good point, though, Ross. If you're going to pick, you know, the competitors out of the top 10 of what? Which terms are most important for that market? Which terms are most important for that client that they're bidding on? So the top 10 for this phrase might be, you know, significantly different than the top 10 from this phrase, mm-hmm. but it's in the same market.
Yeah.
So I think that's where keyword research comes into play here as well.
Yeah, I guess so. When we do it, we've got, I've always done it. I think everyone's got their own way of doing it. But in our case, we would say, all right, what usually the client's calling us because they plummeted or something on a particular key phrase. They're a big money maker. So right. We already have the one we're going to target. And yes, there are other important ones. But when we target that, we would go through it and then figure out what the competitors did differently, what might have changed, what the client might have done wrong on their own site that made them happen. The competitors may not have done anything different. And then from that, we figure out where the competitors are ranking as well. And we figure out, you know, maybe there's some keywords they hadn't thought of, or maybe there's other ones that seem to be really competitive. So we sort of reverse engineered, I guess. Okay. How do you do it?
It sounds like I do it opposite from the way you do it, because I try to find out specifically, you know, if they do come and they come and say, hey, look, all of a sudden we've been taken over by a competitor, my first question is, well, for what terms? All your terms? One or two year terms? If it's all your terms, most likely it's not your competitor that has an issue, it's you that has an issue. Mm-hmm. So that's the first kind of question that I'm asking is, you know, what are we analyzing from a targeting perspective, first of all? And then when you go look at the competitor's site, you can also take a look at it from those specific terms. You say, well, he's ranking better for this term because he's got it in his title tag. He's got it on the page. It's in his navigation, you know, those kind of things where you don't have it in your title tag. It's not in your navigation. So it sounds like we do kind of an opposite approach to it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if we consider questions, there's certain elements of your question there that would come up just in a normal talk. You know, we would be asking, you know, about the background around this. You know, did he lose it everywhere? Yeah, definitely something would come up because,
right.
You know, if that's the case, then maybe they've got a Google penalty and we just change this into a site audit, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, there's no question that does come up. And then we generally target one phrase, though, at that time, so that we can just go, all right, these guys are in the top. What is it they do differently? And that's – I like that because I can keep it focused. And I figure the less variables, the better chance I can find something of real value. It also makes it smaller because if we went for multiple keywords, it would just be a massive report, which clients either can't afford or just don't want to read.
Right. Very true. And that's kind of where I specify whether you're doing a market analysis or a specific competitor.
Yeah.
If you're doing a market analysis, you look at a number of keywords and you look at a number of competitors who's showing up for those sets of keywords. And I'm not going to go in and do a detailed analysis of each competitor. I'm doing more of a overall analysis of the market. So I think it's almost – maybe we're just talking about two different versions of the same thing.
Probably. We do that occasionally.
Yes.
you know, it's funny because that's, I think, just the nature of our industry because none of us had official training. There isn't really anything that I would, you know, in my opinion. So when it comes to this, it's more like we've invented our own way of doing it from logic and yeah. Know what works and what doesn't work because we've been doing it so long.
Right. So let's stick to what you were talking about. If we were looking at a specific site – and we're doing an analysis of a specific competitor to find out, you know, why are they doing better than we are? What are some of the things? Where do you start there?
Well, first of all, I'd pick a minimum of three in the top 10, a minimum of three. So you've got a pretty good broad a number of them, and try and keep them to be try and make sure that the ones that you pick are similar to your company. You know, they seem to be pretty much on par. There's nothing vastly different, like, again, like Amazon, something like that. It's just no point. They're going to skew all the results because they can't really do anything wrong, it seems. So when we look at every single site and we'd say, all right, what are the obvious SEO indicators? I mean, those are just a given, right? We'd look at the titles, we'd look at the headings, all the stuff we'd normally do when we're doing an optimization. And, you know, in that we'd certainly compile what one of them might be doing more of. Ironically, we go back to an old tool that we used to use back in the day, like 97, when keyword density worked.
When it mattered, you mean?
What's that?
When it mattered, yeah.
Yeah. GRKDA, which is a great old little program. And I use that just to get a picture of what it gives me stats. This page has this two headings. This one has – and it lets me do a sort of an overview of how each site is optimized. And right. I find that really helpful because then I can get a good idea. And sometimes I even throw that into a chart. It's all about getting this huge – wide picture of all the data and it's trying to find any kind of pattern. That's what I love about it.
Oh yeah, definitely. So there's a tool that I use. If someone could talk about cool tools, it's called Win Web Crawler. And basically it's a desktop crawler that you can send it out and crawl a site, and it'll produce if a site is crawlable, you know, which is always handy. yes. It'll produce a spreadsheet, basically giving you a list of all the URLs it found on the site. It'll give you all the titles and metadata. When the last time the page is updated, how big the page is. That's an interesting tool from a competitive analysis standpoint, because now you get a really good picture. How big is the site? How many URLs? You can get a real clean look at, you know, what are they targeting? How is it broken down from a, you know, content perspective? Because as long as they have titles and descriptions that are clean and good like that, if they don't, that's another key that you can look at as well. To include in your report, you know, these guys have lots of duplicate titles, you know, they're missing a bunch of descriptions, those kind of things.
Now, that can be pretty overwhelming if it's a big, big site. So does it do a good job of making it easy to scan?
It does. It'll punch out a spreadsheet. I mean, all the stuff in a nice little spreadsheet, and you can sort it and just like you would with any data in a spreadsheet.
Cool. I'm going to give that a shot. I like it.
Yeah. You just search for Web Win, WIN Crawler. I don't have a specific URL that I could give you for it.
Is it a free program?
No, it's not. I think it's about $100.
Oh, that's not bad, though. It's not bad, yeah. Especially if it's going to save you that much time. And the other one that is free, if you can figure out how to get it to work, is the IIS SEO tool, the one that Bing or Microsoft.
Oh, that's right.
And yeah. If your competitor has not blocked the IIS tool, there you go. That'll do it all for you.
Right, that's very true.
A lot of it, anyway.
If you can get it to work. And I think just to clarify, getting it to work means you have to install it on IIS, an IIS server somewhere successfully.
Yeah, and it sounds easy, maybe for some. But when I did it, I found out later on that it had to be on the latest, absolute latest version of Windows Server or Vista. You know, it was just like, oh, God. I didn't have the time for this. I don't keep everything up to date that much. You know,
right.
Updates, yes, but not buying whole new products like that.
Exactly.
But anyways, that's a nice one. I've yet to be able to use it, but I've heard good things about it. If you can actually get it to you, it works.
Ditto, yes.
Okay, well, that's a good one. I like that. I'm going to give that a shot at some point. Another on-site concept is index saturation, which is a fancy term for, you know, how much of your site has been indexed by the search engines.
Right.
I find that key because, of course, that's telling you whether or not you have any structural issues, whether your navigation and everything's way too deep for search engines to navigate, or perhaps just there's some major blocks and all that stuff. So anyways, before we move on to that, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll get on a little more on an index saturation and some of the other cool stuff.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess. How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today.
Does your website need a bailout? Looking for a conversion rate stimulus package? Do you need a website improvement to-do list?
On Target, a subscription service from Future Now and Brian Eisenberg, monitors your website 24/7, analyzing the actions of every potential customer. It gives you a to-do list. It tells you exactly what to fix and how to fix it so that more of your visitors do what you need them to do. On Target pricing starts at $1,000 a month. See more at futurenowinc.com/ontarget.
I'm Brian Eisenberg, and I approve this message.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Inboxed, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, SEO Manager for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Just a minute ago, we were talking about index saturation. So in other words, how far a search engine can actually index your website, whether or not there's any issues. And if you're doing a competitor analysis, it'd be quite handy. You can look at your competitors, find out their site is so well-designed, every page is getting indexed, whereas yours isn't. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that can really make a difference.
Not to mention the fact that from a structural standpoint, but just the amount of content you have on your site. I mean, you can have a perfect structure and only have 10 pages on your website. The site that has a semi-perfect structure and has 2,000 pages indexed is still stronger than your 10-page site. So I think it's the number of pages that you have indexed play a big key if your structure is sound enough, because that internal linking structure and those links from page to page, you know, build that foundation. And if you have 2,000 pages building a foundation versus 10 pages building a foundation, that larger foundation is going to do better.
Yeah, and you know, while you're doing this, there's certain things that are just sort of, well, they just make sense when you're looking through the sites, which one has better content.
Right.
That's another thing to throw at a client. You know, if they're not doing well, look, you've got to bring your content up to a new game, a new level, because your competitors are getting so many viral links because their content's so good.
Yeah, and if they came to you with a specific keyword that the competitor is doing better on, you can probably find, you know, compare the two pages that both companies are ranking for. You know, if we're talking about content from a targeting perspective, you know, how well are those pages each targeting that particular phrase?
Definitely. One of the things actually I was just doing before we started the show is doing some of the geo sitemaps like we were talking about in the last show. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something too. You know, you've got to keep an eye out for the different types of sitemaps the competitors are using. You know, if they don't have them, if they do, a lot of the times the ones that are, you know, kicking butt in a competitive field will have a sitemap, at least one. And you can look at just how – you can really get an idea for their marketing strategy by looking at how they've set up the sitemap. Because if it's, like I said, a competitive market, they're usually very, very particular about what they put in there. And the update frequencies and stuff actually have some reasoning behind them versus just being an automatic ad.
Yep, definitely. I don't disagree one bit. Though you have to remember, though – that's a good indicator, but the site net map itself is not going to play a specific role in getting that page ranked higher the competitor's page being ranked higher than your page.
No.
What you might be able to determine, though, is, you know, either through the sitemap or through one of these other crawling tools that we talked about, is whether the page that just started beating your page is new or not. So that kind of stuff can help as well. If it's a new page that all of a sudden showed up in the index and started beating yours, then that makes a difference when you're doing your analysis.
Yeah, and one thing, too, we mentioned a second ago was index saturation. If your site isn't doing as well in terms of being indexed, perhaps the structure's fine, and it just seems to be some oddity that Google's not getting in deeply. I actually did a little reading the other day and recalled that one way of going about that is to change your sitemap to just focus on deep pages. You're not going to lose ranking because it's just a suggested place for Google to find new content. So if you link to some of the stuff that's deeper in your site that hasn't been indexed, voila, you know, you've given them a direct entry point, and that can help you get a few more indexed pages. Just a, right. That came up the other day.
Very good. Cool.
So another one is local marketing optimization. Like, you can look if you find out your because a lot of people these days are focused on the fact that their competitors are doing better than them in the local 7-pack, no longer the 10-pack, in the local results. And it could be that they've got KML links on the site. Those are the keyhole mapping link, I think it is, or keyhole. I've forgotten the full term for it. But anyways, it's from Google. These are the downloadable files. It has all the geolocation for your location and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
They could have that. They could have the address on every page. They could have a geosite map. There's a whole bunch of stuff too. And if you find that on their site and you don't have it, well, there you go. You see that through all your competitors who are kicking your butt right now. There's another good example.
And I think that ties into a lot of the things, because we've talked a lot about on your site, you know, and on your competitor site. But if someone's going as far as putting together local marketing optimization, they're looking at off-site factors, probably maybe a little deeper than you are for local search. They might be getting into areas of off-site factors that you're not. So they're building up strength from that perspective. And that's a very good, to me, that's a very good clue. You know, if they have one of these local based sitemaps, you know, they're looking outside, they're looking at a wide variety of different marketing techniques and platforms. And if you're not doing that and your competitor is, you're behind.
Yeah, it's a really good, you're right. And perhaps further focus that, it's an obvious example that they know what they're doing and that they're on the cutting edge to some degree anyway. Local marketing and geosite maps and stuff are still far from common. So they've got some game.
Yes. And you think about it, competitor analysis is not that different than you analyzing your own site. You got three main things you got to worry about. Is your site crawlable? Do you have the right content? And are you building links? And your competitor has to worry about those exact three things. And when you're doing analysis, those are the main things you have to look at to analyze. Is that site crawled better than yours? Does that site have better content than yours? Does that site have better links building techniques and build practices than you do? You know, to put it in a nutshell, those are the three main things.
Yeah, and that's a good segue into, probably one of the biggest factors, which is off-site. And you know, you noted a few subtopics in terms of backlink analysis. Why don't you kick that off?
Yeah, I mean, when I'm looking at offsite, when I'm doing a backlink analysis for competitor, there's a ton of things we look at. But there's some of the basic ones are, again, if you're looking at a certain term, you're ranking for a certain page and your competitor's ranking for a certain page, and you look at the two pages specifically, how many inbound links are there to that page? If it's a home page or if it's a deep page on the site, how many direct links inbound from an off-site are to that page? And then at the same time, you look at the overall site. So how many links to this whole site versus how many links to our whole site? And the reason you look at that is because what we talked about a minute ago, that give you kind of an indicator, are they better at link building than you? If they have 10,000 links and you have 200, you got a long way to go to catch up.
Yeah, I feel sorry for you then.
Yeah.
And you know, a great tool for that is, free as it gets, is the Yahoo Site Explorer. Because when you do a search on a competitor's site, you can actually specify in terms of the backlinks, you could say to this page only, versus to the entire site. So you can get a good perspective there.
And now another thing, when you're looking at those links, and this, I don't think you can get this, I know you can't get this from Yahoo, but something you want to look at, again, if you're looking for a specific term, is anchor text of those links. How often are they using a variation of that specific term versus how often are you using a variation of that specific term to your specific page? That makes a huge difference.
Mm. Yeah, and one, again, another tool that I use for that is OptiLink, which is a cool little program from Winrow Software, because it can actually do a spider of a site, and it will return kind of like, I guess, like the WinWeb crawler in a way, but in this case, it just focuses on links, and it'll look for one linking to you, and then it will outline all the text used in the backlink, so you can get an idea of just how focused they were when they were doing their link building, or whether or not these are all just really just viral from good content. Because if you see it all the same, you know they're either buying them or they've done a really, really intense link building campaign by calling people, you know, doing what it takes to get a link from a site.
Exactly. Or they have the little page on their site that says, if you want to link to us, use this code, and they got a lot of people to use it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Do people still do that these days without getting one back? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it wouldn't hurt to have it on your site if you want to, but yeah. I don't know how often it'd be used. But actually, we're still talking about links, but this is not an offsite issue, but it's still a link issue that can help a specific page. You know, we talked about anchor text from offsite links, but the anchor text in your internal linkage in your navigation, linking to different pages through your site, that anchor text is just as important as offsite anchor text for specific targeted terms and if your competitor beats you on a phrase or not.
That's very true. And actually, I want to touch on that in a sec, but before we do, we're going to take a quick break.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
4. So you're telling me your affiliate program on the Local Pages Affiliate Network is performing as well as your handicap?
Absolutely. Thanks to their top-tier XML feed, I'm able to monetize all of my traffic. They handle all of my volume to anywhere in the world. Plus, I also get high cost per click and the most exclusive of advertisers to work with. You should join the club.
Sounds good. I can't wait to join.
4.
But first, let's work on that T-shot.
Use the power of Local Pages. With over 5 billion searches per month and the largest database of paid search listings, let Local Pages Affiliate Network personalize your account and give you the search tools and solutions you need. Become a Local Pages affiliate today with localpages.com.
This is a test of the PRWeb content and news delivery system from PRWeb and PRWebAuthor.com. If this was a real release date, your story would reach more than 30,000 journalists, 250,000 RSS subscribers, and just over 30,000 unique websites. PRWeb can reach your target audience online, drive traffic to your website, achieve high rankings on search engines, and get your content on top news sites like Yahoo News. Editors are available 24/7 to help you optimize your content for maximum exposure to over 70 million people in the U.S. alone. If this were a real PRWeb release date, your website would have so much traffic, you'd be tempted to duck and cover. If you have an online marketing emergency, go to PRWebOffer.com for 25% off. PRWeb, the premier online news release and content distribution service.
Want to learn the biggest asset to driving online success? Let me introduce you to my expert advisor, PixelSilk. PixelSilk is a robust content management system built on a foundation to create online marketing success. It's the only content management system that offers keyword-specific SEO advice, can integrate with your shopping cart system, and offer multi-site management. PixelSilk frees my time while making my company's website easy to manage and promote. Even better, PixelSilk has been embraced by the SEO community.
I'm Bruce Clay, and PixelSilk is the first CMS I have ever felt good about recommending.
With this winning combination, we have all the tools we need. PixelSilk.com, the ultimate in SEO-driven CMS.
Ecom Experts, Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm with John Carcutt, SEO Manager for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. All right, we were just talking about the backlink analysis, in this case, it's anchor text. And you know what? With that break, I totally forgot what I was going to say.
No, we were talking about the internal anchor text in your navigation and internal links, how it's just as important.
Right. And you know, that's what I was going to say. When you do some of these researches on competitors, you might find that they've got very few inbound links from external sites. Most of them are counted from their own site. It's really frustrating sometimes because it doesn't make any sense. I've seen some that are 95% all their own pages, and they're still kicking butt because they've got such a good anchor text system, I guess, in their site. It still baffles me sometimes, but
I still think, and I will say this, that internal anchor text and internal link structure is one of the most underutilized portions of SEO as a whole. Yeah. It really is. If you become an expert at internal linking from an anchor text and structure standpoint, your site is going to rock. Yeah. And just like you said, Ross, I mean, you don't even have to have nearly as many inbound links as your competitor might if you've got a good structure internally and you've got lots of content and pages.
Yeah, good content, and everything's very relevant to the site. The theme is extremely strong. That's all huge. Another one that added in there too is local links. For me, that means links from perhaps your local chamber of commerce. And again, this is focusing perhaps on local marketing. Now, why is this person getting a better ranking than me? Well, perhaps in the local 7-pack, because they have links from local entities. And that's pretty powerful. And how did they get them? Well, the chamber, they're probably, maybe they were a guest speaker at a recent event. Maybe they sponsored a recent event. It could be anything. Maybe they won an award. All these things are helpful. And in some cases, they found this link to them and they thought, wow, I really want to boost this because, you know, the chamber's obviously got a lot of benefit and they are linking to that to build the power of that page so that that's, again, forwarded onto them. There's a lot of clever ways to build that link popularity.
And I think to take your local link thing just a step further, especially for you, Ross, say you're in Canada and you're targeting google.ca, and you and your competitor both have exactly 20 links, and all the links are the same weight, but all yours are .ca links, and only half of his are .ca links. For the .ca version of Google, you're probably going to do better.
Yeah.
So from if you're not, you know, in the U.S. or targeting just .com type of sites, if you're in a geo-specific domain, that's a big factor as well.
Yeah, good. We can go on that one. I mean, everything could be your fact. You've got a postal box or whatever instead of actually a firm address location. It can be just go on and on and on. The reasons why you may be doing better or they may be doing better than you. Another one is link networks. I love this. I love when I go in and I go and look in the back and in the back of their sort of the back trunk and look at all the links pointing to them and find that, wow, those all look alike.
Interesting.
And you can use tools like what's that site called? Domain Tools. On there, sure. You can do, I think you have to pay for it now, unfortunately, but you can actually see who, what other sites they own, and you can also find out what is hosted on their own server. They may have multiple sites on their own server, which is a dead giveaway.
Yeah, you can do. There's a bunch of reverse IP lookup tools out there. You don't necessarily have to pay for them.
Yeah, that's true.
Just to let you know, it's kind of weird because I actually had this come up last week where I was doing reverse IP lookups to find out what domains were hosted on a specific IP address. And I use Domain Tools because I actually do pay for it. I remember it's a really good tool. But I went and looked at some of the free tools, and I used like four different reverse IP tools. Every one of them gave me different results. So I had no clue which one was right. So I ended up just combining them all and saying, these are all the domains hosted on this IP.
That's interesting. I wonder if it's what they see from a different part of the net.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't had enough time to actually try to figure out why I got those results or which ones were more accurate yet.
They could all be right.
Yeah. You never know. It just depends on, you know, how they're pulling it and what they're pulling. You know, how the different domains are configured might be pulled different by different tools.
Wow. Okay. Well, there's certainly a lot in that as well. I mean, just reverse IPs and stuff. Oh, it's awesome. And you feel really good. You feel like the cat that caught the bird. when you find stuff like that, you're like, yes, I get to add some real juice to this resulting report for the client, because it's kind of fun. Another one's article syndication. If you notice that a lot of their links appear to be from places like eZine articles and all that kind of stuff, you get a real idea that a lot of their links are not artificial, but you know, they're not nearly as officious. It's not someone actually saying, "Wow, the site rocks." No, it's that they've got this awesome article that did very well, and you can start to see that blogging is a huge key to their success.
Correct, and that brings up a good point too. It kind of steps into the realm of social media when you talk about blogs. If all of a sudden a competitor decided to step into social media, it's a new marketing strategy for them. They're going to start getting, if they do it correctly, they're going to start getting some new inbound links from a lot of these social media profiles and people talking about them in social spaces. Again, if they're doing that and you're not, they have a big advantage over you because they're generating a bunch of new links.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another one is advertising partners. Who are they working with? And perhaps they're scratching each other's back. If they are, there might be a room for another back scratcher.
Yeah.
Why not take over, give them a better offer. It could be a number of things that are working yet. And one I found, it was a real gem a while back, was a certain, I don't want to give it away in case it's still powerful, but there was a, oh, well,
you're just going to keep it all to yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, all right. It was the W3C has a sponsors page. And at the time, it was a PR9. Nice. And they didn't use no follows.
Nice.
Yeah. And that was juicy.
But if you're an ice cream truck salesman, it's not real relevant.
No. But you know what? I think it's a PR9. I'm not
that
sure.
That would help.
It was like, wow, a PR9 linked to you? We don't care what it's about.
But if you're a web developer, jump all over that.
Yes, exactly. So there's a juicy one for you guys if that's still working. I know it's powerful. The time it's not cheap, but you know, if you think about it, it is. It's $1,000 a year to get that listing.
But, yeah, then that's cheap for a PR9.
Yeah, most would sell their soul for that. So that's pretty dangerous.
Yes.
But last I looked, it was no followed. However, then I looked again, and it wasn't. So who knows?
And who knows the status of no follows anymore? Anyway,
exactly, precisely. I don't know. I do know that I would expect that it's still considered a negative. You know, it's certainly not going to help the links. Like if someone no follows your link, it's certainly not going to help you a lot.
Right. So, I don't disagree with that.
Well, I think we must be near the end of the show now.
I do want to say one more thing, though.
Yeah.
If you're doing competitive analysis or you're having the competitive analysis done for you, I think – I don't know if you offer this, Ross, but something that I think find very valuable and clients have found very, very valuable in the past is competitive tracking. So we've set up this baseline of things you look at. You know, how much content are they having? What's their linking lack? Are they participating in local or social or any of that kind of stuff? And if you track that on a monthly or even just like every couple week basis, you're gonna be able to track what your competitors are doing and keep tabs on them. You know, if you see that they start being in social and all of a sudden they start doing a lot of social, you know what their marketing strategy is, and you can respond accordingly. So I don't think a competitive analysis can be something, it's just like a one-time thing that you do, but it's really an ongoing process in my mind.
Quite agree. I mean, at least when you're talking about a fairly substantial company that needs to keep on top of the other guys that much. I mean, a small business, I think that might be a bit overwhelming for them, but
it's true. But if a significant portion of your revenue is driven by your website, I don't care if you're a mom and pop selling, you know, teddy bear baskets out of your kitchen. If all your revenue comes from your website and you have this main competitor that keeps beating you out, then even at that point, I think it's worthwhile staying on top of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, at that point, like you say, it's your livelihood. You better start doing whatever you can.
Yeah. So,
well, thank you for, you know, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, SEO Manager for MediaWiz. Thanks for joining us today. My Twitter ID is at Ross Dunn, and John's is?
At John Carcutt. And I actually have made a list for our listeners. So let me know if you listen. Hit me up on Twitter. You know, send me a tweet, and I'll add you to the list. We'll get us a big list of SEO 101 listeners.
Excellent. It could be embarrassing, you know, if there's only two on there, though.
We got 10, we got 10 so far, but I think half of them are like you and me and some of
So. Well, thank you very much. And keep in mind that the show is every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. And you know, if you've got any questions for us, please do give me an email or John an email or just tweet us. My email address is ross@stepforth.com. And John's is?
I'm jcarcutt@mediawiz.com.
Great. Have a great week, all.
All right. Bye-bye.
Are doubly important this year, so make your celebrations doubly special. At Kroger, we've got a huge selection of high-quality meats on top of fresh, natural produce, like fresh, never-frozen prime-grade beef and our Simple Truth organic Brussels sprouts, or delicious King Crab legs with our private selection gourmet potatoes. Whew, had to say that doubly fast. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.